Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Welcome to Zeal, Aging Redefined, where we're changing the narrative of aging and inspiring women 40 plus to age with boldness, confidence, and kick-ass positivity. So join me each week as we have real talk conversations to ensure that people know maturity brings strength, wisdom, and superpowers. Welcome to Zeal, Aging Redefined, where we're changing the aging narrative and inspiring women 40 plus to age with boldness, confidence, and kick-ass positivity. I'm Stella Ringer, your Chief of Aging Fabulous, and I'm here to tackle the real conversations that impact women 40 plus as we age in mind, body, beauty, and fashion. We'll provide tips and tools to ensure that our mental health is on point, share the importance of physical movement, and really have those discussions around menopause, dating as we age, the relationship factor, skincare, fashion. Now, how many times have you heard, girl, you're too old to wear that? And sex will not be off limits. We will encourage women not to buy in to the society's negativity around women and aging, that it's the end. Why can't it be the beginning? Why can't we take our experiences, our knowledge, our wisdom, and live our best now? And I get it, guys. It's scary sometimes. I'll tell you, personally, this is like my digestive system. When things started growling and howling that I had not heard before, I got a little scared. So I understand it is a journey for us, but I definitely feel we should embrace and celebrate who we are along this journey. So today we've got an awesome, awesome guest who is literally aging out loud. She is taking the aging journey, honoring it, and respecting it, which is something we all should do. And her name is Michelle Sanchez Boyce. She is a powerhouse entertainment executive. She's the COO of Anthony Hamilton's music label. And Anthony Hamilton, R&B artist, is one of my favorites. So welcome to the show, Michelle Sanchez Boyce. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining me today. I mean, we're going to have some good conversation.
I feel it.
As it relates to aging redefined, because I know that's what you are doing with one of your platforms. But before we get to that, I have a question for you that I ask every guest. So what's your definition, Michelle, of aging out loud, and how does that manifest in your life?
I age out loud by owning it. Mm. I think that a lot of women, and some even in this room, and I won't mention it, kind of deny their age, mm-hmm. and it makes it harder for other women. Mm-hmm. Aging is not something to frown upon.
Exactly.
You know, I've traveled all over the world, and what I noticed is that in the United States, in America, mm-hmm. Whenever someone's, you know, having a birthday, you go to the store and you buy a birthday card, and there's all these cards and these jokes about over the hill.
Yes.
And you know, there's nothing funny about that. Mm-hmm. In other parts of the world, as you age, age is something that is respected.
Yeah.
It is revered. Mm-hmm. And I want to start implementing that here.
Yes.
I noticed that as I was aging, I was looking around and noticing a lot of my friends and just women in general and how beautiful they were aging these days.
Yes.
It's different than when our parents
yep.
and our mamas. And so my platform, 50-ish, the movement, mm-hmm. our tagline is, we're not your mama's 50.
Yes, you know? Yes. Yes. Tell me a little more about that, the 50-ish movement.
So 50-ish, the movement is a cultural revolution. Mm-hmm. It is celebrating the female midlife culture paradigm shift. Mm-hmm. So you said something earlier about changing the narrative, and that's exactly what we do by profiling women between the ages of 50 and 59 mm-hmm. and celebrating them, not just their external beauty, but their internal
yes.
beauty, their wisdom, mm-hmm. things they like, things they don't like, beauty tips, you know, and just being, I find that women in their 50s, they feel sexy for no reason.
Yeah.
And
I know I do.
Right, right. And so, but sexy is different to every woman. So mm-hmm. I have, for example, like one of my, the women that I profiled, she is an Islamic mm-hmm. 50, she's in her 50s, Islamic, and she's Puerto Rican. Mm-hmm. So Puerto Rican is, she's actually my cousin.
Okay.
And, you know, she wears what do you call it? The hijab.
Yes.
Yes.
I know what you're talking
right.
about.
Right. And so, I mean, so you don't see a lot of her, you know, her physical, because mm-hmm. she's, you know, she's covered, but she says, I still feel sexy. Mm-hmm. So that just goes to show you that at a certain age, you know, you don't have to be exposed. You don't have mm-hmm. to show things because your sexiness and your confidence comes from within.
And I think the confidence piece is sexy.
Right. Right.
You know, regardless of what age you are. But like you said, I think based on our journeys and our experiences, yes. you know, we feel better because we went through them, if you will.
Exactly.
So tell me what made you start 50-ish. Was it something that, you know, was there a certain age where it's like, hey, I think I need to celebrate this or share this? Tell us about that.
Well, like I said earlier, when I was in my mid-40s, mm-hmm. I realized that a lot of my friends, my age bracket and other women that I've met through work or through my travels, most women were proud of their age. And I mm-hmm. noticed how beautiful they were aging. Mm-hmm. And then, and kind of selfishly, I was proud of myself.
Yeah.
And so I wanted to, at first, I didn't want to be like the face of 50-ish, mm-hmm. But I am what 50-ish is all about, right?
Right.
It's, you know, taking care of yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually. And I don't think that women do that really. Maybe in your 40s you start doing it, but in mm-hmm. your 50s you really own it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it's so important, like you said, just from a self-love perspective. Like, nobody's going to love you if you don't love yourself, right?
Exactly.
And no one's going to respect you if you don't respect yourself. So right. it all starts with you.
Within.
So mm-hmm. I'm proud that you started the movement.
Thank you.
So tell me if you ever heard that little person on your shoulder as you were going through the aging journey. Did you ever hear any negativity? And how did you kind of combat that?
Did I hear any? You mean from like the public or just like
just in general, like probably like your inner?
Yeah,
your
you know, I think
self.
That we all face that.
Yeah.
I mean, things are changing.
Yeah,
you don't look. Yeah. You know, I mean, so you have to be realistic too. Mm-hmm. I look in the mirror. Mm-hmm. I'm like, my eyes don't look the way they used to look. You know, mm-hmm. I'm tired a little more. So there is a lot of, but there's things that you can do, not to combat it, because the idea is to age gracefully, right?
Exactly.
So you take control of it, and you eat well, you exercise, you mention sex. Sex is very important as you age. People think that, you know, once you grow older, that thing just turns off.
But it changes.
Honestly, this could be a whole nother conversation. Yes. Don't get me started. But I think it changes for the better because you know exactly what you're doing.
Right.
And you know exactly what you want. So, so all those things are really, really important. It's just, you know, taking care of yourself, your eating habits, checking your hormones.
Yeah.
A lot of women are depressed or gaining weight, not knowing that they're just because their hormones are just not where they're supposed to be. Yeah. And it's just a matter of just getting your blood work done. And there's so many different options to regulate that.
Yeah.
Some women, you know, they do creams. I myself, I do the pellets. Okay. That is life-changing.
I've heard about the pellets. I don't know much about them, though.
It's really, really is ingenious. It's you know, you get your blood work done, and they make the pellet, which is like the size of a pen, like the tip of a pen.
Okay.
And in that pellet is the hormones that you are lacking in, and it is inserted in your butt cheek. In your butt cheek, on your butt cheek.
Okay.
Because it is the fattiest part of your body.
Yeah.
And so they inject it there, and they cover it up. And for about 3 days, you have a bandage.
Okay.
And then your body pulls for the next 3 to 4 months, depending on your metabolism, what it needs.
Wow.
Yeah. It is life-changing.
Well, I've heard about it. Like I said, thank you for giving us more information on it.
I'm going to
research that.
Yeah. This year, as I write more on my platform, I want to talk more about that.
Okay.
Because it's really a really great option. If you're going through menopause or if you're having just, you know, hormonal issues. And it's not just for women. It's for men, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
The pellet. I'm going to remember
that. I think it's biodynamic. Okay. Yeah, biodynamic, and it's the pellet. Yeah.
Okay. So let's switch gears a little as we talk about your career, because I know that you've had an awesome career in the entertainment industry. And your relationship with Anthony Hamilton, and you're the chief operating officer. So how did that come about? Were you somewhere else before starting with Anthony, or how did that happen?
Well, I've been in the music business for over 25 years. I started my career as an assistant working at a label, and I grew up the ranks, and I have a marketing degree, so I started doing marketing, marketing and project management, and when I was at Arista Records with L.A. Reid and Jermaine Dupri, because it was Arista So Def, they introduced me to Anthony back in 2002. And I listened to his album because they were trying to determine on who to give the album to, meaning for marketing purposes. And I listened to the album and I fell in love.
Yeah.
And so I met him back in 2002. I did the marketing for the Coming From Where I'm From album.
Okay.
And so that was the album was released September of 2023. Mm-hmm. So we're actually celebrating the 20th anniversary of that album this year.
Nice.
And it's been his most successful album to date. We sold about 1.6 million.
Nice.
Yeah, which was really great because at the time, R&B in his genre wasn't selling like that. We had the Erykah Badus, the Jill Scott, Music Soul Child, and they were all neo-soul.
Okay.
But with Anthony, he was adamant about us marketing him as authentic soul. So he and I went around the world. the United States.
Later on,
went around the world because people found out who he was. But when I was working with him, we were just national. In the U.S. And so his vision was accepted by folks because he was considered the Southern authentic soul singer.
Yeah.
I call him our soul singer, the best soul singer of our generation.
Yeah. He's got definitely that soul kind of church background kind of sound. I love it.
It's authentic.
Yeah. And as we think about our careers, you were going kind of thinking through and the Anthony experience, et cetera. Did you ever, as you were going through your aging journey, did it give you more confidence to try something new or different as you kind of rose through the ranks within the music
world. So, yes. As I age, well, I have a hobby, and interior decorating has been my hobby.
Okay.
So I always tell people, you know how you can work in an office, but there's somebody in the office on the weekends, he plays in a band.
Right, exactly.
So, like, decorating for me has been a hobby that I've gotten paid for. Okay. So, and it's my creative outlet. Mm-hmm. After working with so many artists for so many years, because Anthony's not the only artist I've worked with. I've worked with Aretha Franklin, Babyface, Leah. Whitney Houston. I mean, yes, Jamie Foxx. Mm-hmm. So I've had over 25 years of experience, and I've worked with all these amazing, amazing artists. But then I realized I was an artist too.
Mm-hmm.
Not like them, differently.
Yep. Right.
So I started doing interior decorating. So I think as I aged, I got the courage to be able to do that. What I did was I purchased homes like throughout the years when, you know, not homes, I purchased a couple of homes throughout my career, and I had different apartments, and I decorated them nicely, and my friends and my colleagues would come over and, you know, ask me to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And so I did that. And then when I launched my boutique design company, my first client was Puff.
Oh,
and then the rest was history. So, but then shortly thereafter, the market crashed, and even those with disposable income didn't want to spend money. So I put that on the back burner, but I still to this day do it.
But like you said, you had courage enough to kind of step out there and your passion to really, you know, leverage that.
To leverage
as
it.
A business. So,
as a,
and I
as
think, you know, again, as we, from a career perspective or anything, I think as we grow older or mature, I should say, I think we become more confident. I think for me and my personal story around that, I've been at a company for many, many years and started in HR for many, many years, probably 10 or 11, and decided, you know, I'm going to do something different.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This podcast is supported by The RealReal. Meet Christine. She loves shopping. And this is the sound of fashion overload. Too many fabulous things, not enough space. So Christine started selling with The RealReal.
I've always loved collecting designer pieces. Gucci bags, Prada heels. But my style keeps evolving. Selling with The RealReal? Game changer. I earn more and they do everything.
Seriously, just drop off your items or schedule a pickup. We handle the photos, descriptions, pricing, even shipping. You just sit back and watch your items sell fast to our 40 million members.
And I get peace of mind knowing I earn more selling with The RealReal than anywhere else.
Exactly. This? That's the sound of your closet working for you. The RealReal. Earn more, save time, sell fast. And only for the month of January, earn up to $550 extra when you sell with The RealReal. That's right, up to $550 extra. Go to TheRealReal.com to get started. Earn up to $550 extra this month at TheRealReal.com. Terms apply.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Winter Sale and get 30% off paints and stains January 9th through the 19th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Football fans, the wait is over. Playoff football is back in action this weekend, and now with Bet365, you can get in on it too. Starting Thursday, Bet365 is offering to double your money with a super boost on one or more passing yards in the Denver versus Buffalo game. That's right, all it takes is one single yard. So even if your team doesn't start strong, you can. Only with Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Select markets only. Minimum, maximum, wager, and fixed boost percentage applies. Super boost for single bets only. T&Cs and restrictions apply.
I wanted to do something bold and step out. And I actually transitioned to marketing when I was probably in my early 40s, And, you know, that little voice on my shoulder, like, well, what are you doing? You know,
right.
But I was just, I just knew I could do it. I just felt so confident
and
at
also,
that age.
You know, I also think that what happens is when you work and you've worked for a long time, you acquire, you acquire a skill set that can be transferable into any field.
Exactly.
So I always tell people that design wasn't very different than project management or marketing. Mm-hmm. It was kind of the same thing. It was just a different product. So like in design, it's a space, you know, but in the music business, my product was an artist, you know, but I still had to oversee like the projects from inception to completion. You know, I had to put together budgets. I had to put together plans. But again, the only difference was the actual product.
Right.
So what I acquired throughout my career, I was able to use that same skill set in my design stuff.
And that's a good point around transferable skills. Like you've got the core business, if you will. You're just kind of transitioning and looking at it differently.
Looking at it differently.
Using those, leveraging those skills somewhere else.
Exactly.
So. Awesome, awesome. So tell me, what tidbits or what wisdom nugget, Michelle, would you give someone who may be struggling as it relates to the aging journey? As an example, I met a young lady probably about 2 weeks ago, and she was kind of helping determine some things for me with this podcast. And she said, oh, I love what you're doing. She's like, I turned 40 in 2023, and she's like, I'm having a hard time. She's like, I'm having a hard time. She said she looked in the mirror, and she's like, I looked in the mirror the other day, and I just looked different, and I just felt bad. And I told her that, hey, everything is an evolution. You don't look bad. You're just evolving. Yeah. So let's think about our mindset again as we go through this journey. But what tidbits or wisdom nuggets would you give someone if they are struggling with this aging journey?
Well, you made a good point. It's all in the mind, right? It's kind of just changing your mindset, surrounding yourself with other women like you, right? Hey, visit my platform, 50-ish.
Right, exactly. I mean, everybody, you heard it, 50-ish.
50-ish, underscore
the
movement. No, yeah, because in these types of platforms and these types of arenas, right, you have women, like-minded women, who are all dealing with the same issues. You're not alone. And I think that that's the most important thing to know, is that you're not alone. Everyone, even the women that don't even speak about it, everyone is going to feel a certain kind of way once you notice that you're not the same. You know, I had this woman say to me, really, really, really beautiful woman, because I interview a lot of different women for 50-ish, and so I asked her a similar question, and she said she realized that she was different and things had changed when she walked into a room and men didn't look at her. And she was, because she's like, she always used that as her, you know.
That's her superpower.
Her barometer of how fine she is, right?
Yeah.
And she says, then we started discussing that it is also science, right? So as you grow older, there are pheromones that you give off. And as you age, they say that when you get to a certain age, you don't release them as much. And so you don't attract the opposite sex as much. That's what they say. I haven't experienced that yet.
Okay. Now, Michelle says she has not experienced
I have not
that.
Experienced
that. And we will not.
That is not my problem. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
We're joking. But that's good. But, you know, the education piece is so important. Like what you just shared there. I didn't even know that. And I'm sure many viewers or listeners may not have known that either. So it's also educating ourselves as we age. I go back to the whole digestive system because, y'all, that almost killed me. We're like, what's going on here?
Right.
But I had to start researching. And like you said, and, of course, talking with my doctor. And she gave me recommendations. I did my own research. So it is. It's about the education. You know, I did a lot of focus groups, Michelle, before starting Zeal. And I had a great aha moment from one of the young ladies. She was in her probably early 40s that was part of the focus group. She said, now, when we start our cycle at 12, 13, whatever age it is, we usually have the conversation, right? Whether it's our mom or grandmother or sister. But as we go, as our bodies change, as we get older, no one has the conversation.
I'm so happy you talked about that, because I posted something a couple of years ago about National Menopause Day. Mm-hmm. It's October 18th. I know it. That's how it affected me, because mm-hmm. I never forgot it. And I posted it, and not one woman responded on the social media platform. Mm. It's like, yeah. So it's almost like a taboo.
Yeah.
Right? It is a taboo.
Mm-hmm. It's like ashamed.
You're ashamed of it. Right. No one's. But then I post something about, oh, look what I'm eating. And then you get like, you know, 1,000 likes and, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. So, it's one of those things that we do not. And that's what I want to change that narrative too. I want to talk about it.
Yeah.
It's just so important. And if we educate, the sooner we start educating. Mm-hmm. Our women, like in their 20s. Because just to let them know, because I think a lot of times too, women in their 20s, they don't see that far, you know? Yeah. They just can't see. Because if I tell them, if you speak to a 20-year-old and you say, oh, well, yeah, my sex drive is low. I'm not really into. They're like, what? You know, they think it's, but it's. It's part of the process. And you too would get there, lady.
Exactly. And it's so funny you mentioned that. A young lady, at the hair salon that I used to go to, I saw her probably a few months ago, and I was telling her about Zeal. She's probably late 30s. Mm-hmm. And I mentioned it to her, and her first question was, do you still have sex drive? I'm like, of course I do.
Of course I do. Yeah.
But again, it's just demystifying the stigma that, like, all things are over as you age,
which is not the case. No, it's just different.
It's just different. Cool. Well, last tidbit of advice. I know you gave us some advice if women are kind of struggling through this aging journey. But any other wisdom nuggets that you want to share, or maybe your most interesting person that you featured on 50-ish? Do you remember any
most interesting? They're all so very different.
Yeah.
I tell you, I love receiving messages from women all over the world who just are so excited. Because there's also, there is that aspect of aging where you feel bad, you know, mm-hmm. the unknown and mm-hmm. things are changing. Mm-hmm. But then on the flip side, there are a lot of women who are so proud.
Yes.
And they're like, I look great. I look mm-hmm. good. I'm so, you know, my career is where I want it to be. I'm finally who I am,
right.
You know?
Right.
But one of the women that I've featured, her name is Karen Gibson Rock. Mm-hmm. And she is the wife to a friend of mine, mm-hmm. Phil Rock. Mm-hmm. And she, I loved her post because when she was in her mid-50s, she's been an actress. But she had 10 major national campaigns. Mm-hmm. She secured 10 national TV campaigns mm-hmm. in her mid-50s.
Yeah.
And that was the most successful she had ever been. For a woman her age, you know, that's not heard of. But I think things are shifting mm-hmm. a bit. Mm-hmm. And they wanted midlife looking women.
Right.
And I mean, not that she looks old, she just looks older than 30.
Right, exactly.
So she was really proud of that. And I love that. I love that story mm-hmm. because it gives us hope, you know? Because if you can do it in your mid-50s, you could do it in your 60s.
Exactly.
Because it only gets better, because your confidence just gets better.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And I do think, to your point, some brands mm-hmm. are focusing on mm-hmm. kind of more mature. We're shifting, as you mentioned.
We are shifting. And then we need to, because women in their 50s have more disposable income.
Yes.
So if you want to sell, you need to sell to us, because we can buy it.
Yes, exactly. And in my research, I do a lot of research.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I have to for this platform, yeah.
That it was said that we're, mm-hmm. you know, Gen Xers, mainly kind of boomers, mm-hmm. Are the healthiest and the wealthiest mm-hmm. consumer out there.
Yep.
Out there. Yeah. I mean, we've accomplished so much from mm-hmm. career to raising a family. And I know everyone's story is different. Mm-hmm. But to your point, brands need to get up and recognize.
Yes. Yeah,
and I know some brands are, but I still feel we've got a ways to go.
Yeah. The journey. So. I mean, the journey has just started, but we have a ways to go. But it's going to get there.
Yeah.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
As long as people like you
and me and some
other folks out there, we just have to take a stand.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, it's like we're here.
And own it.
And own it. Own it and leverage the experience and the background that we have.
Exactly.
Love it. Thank you. Thank you again, Michelle.
Thank you for joining us.
And I do have one more thing. One more thing, and we'll wrap it up. And I call it's a challenge here. So I call it crush the negativity. Okay? Crush the negativity. So I'm going to ask you two or three words or phrases.
Okay.
That society has deemed negative as women age.
Okay.
And then I want you to flip the script and say something positive. So I'm going to give you an example first.
Okay.
So the example is wrinkles. So the first thing that comes to mind for me is wisdom. Mm. Okay? So we're going to flip the script. So just a few. I just want to get your point of view on this.
Okay.
The word aging.
Forever.
Mm. Menopause.
Change.
Mm. Girl, you too old to be sexy.
Always.
Love it. But thank you again, Michelle. I appreciate you being here. And if you ever need me, let me know. But thanks so much.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed this. This was great. Keep doing this.
Thank you. And thanks, Zill Nation, for joining us today. As always, join me each week for a real talk conversation around the aging journey. Zill, Aging Redefined. I'm Stella Ringer, your chief of Aging Fabulous, and I'll see you next week.